welcome to the Golden Hour. I am your host, Golden Duffy. This is also season 2, episode 32 of the Manifest to Live Life Golden podcast and YouTube show. Learn to stop working so hard and manifest from the ease and flow of life. I've got some new concepts to share with you guys today, and I'm really pumped for this show because as we up-level and grow together, we've got a potential to live a completely different experience. We have the potential to quantum leap, to become someone new, to actually tune into a different frequency where our lives give us evidence of something very different. Our lives start to unfold in the abundance and the richness and the love and the desires fulfilled that we are focused upon. So I've got some new concepts for you that has radically been changing my life. So I don't usually share some of the things that I'm going to share today, but I feel really strongly that it's time for me to expand and grow along with all of you. So I went to Phoenix this past weekend to an Abraham Hicks seminar. And if you've never heard of Abraham Hicks, just hang on with me here, because I discovered Abraham Hicks about 12 years ago, 13, 14 years ago. And it is actually a woman named Esther Hicks, and she channels infinite intelligence called Abraham. And the thing about it, I was very uncomfortable with the channeling piece of it in the beginning. We were very Catholic at that point, and the channeling thing just felt really weird to me, and I didn't understand it, and I just wasn't comfortable with it. But as time has gone on, years and years and years have gone on, I'm starting to realize so strongly, and this is what happened to me in the beginning when I discovered Abraham, was that the resonance of what I feel from the words that they choose is more important to me than any religion or anything, any dogma that has been created in my life, any limiting belief systems that I have perpetuated now in my life, I've kind of let go of. So when you listen to her or them, if you want to call it, the entities of infinite intelligence, right? Which is the expression of all that is. It is the source that we are an extension of. It blows your mind. It really does, because there is never an or an ah or a hesitation or anything in the stream of consciousness that is shared. So we went, we actually brought our daughter for her 30th birthday. It was one of our gifts to her to share this with her because she loves them. All of my kids really love listening to Abraham. There's tons of YouTubes on Abraham. And it's one of the reasons that I so significantly understand the law of attraction, but also why I feel like I also am a channel for information, because I have information coming through me for you, for others, for the collective. There's so many times that I write a message on Facebook and someone says, this is exactly what I needed to hear today. We are all connected. We are all one. And if it feels like heresy when I share something like you are source, which is what I shared in my last show. If you didn't see my last show with Cary Grant, it was really awesome. And he has these incredible shirts that say source and the U and the R capitalized, like you are source, you are the source. And it doesn't mean that there is no God. It means that we are all one, that we are the physical expression of source creating and expressing out here in this human experience. And we all go back into that non-physical stream of consciousness. So because of that, because of our ability to be that expression, we have power that we have not probably exercised before. Maybe you have, but when you start to understand your worthiness at that level, the level of I am connected to infinite intelligence, I have infinite wisdom on my side, you start to live life very different. And you start to understand that everything is happening around you, you are a cooperative component to that. You are cooperating, you are sourcing what you are bringing into your experience. And that was the message that I took very strongly, like the deepest message. And this is the message across the board when it comes to law of attraction, universal law. The fact of the matter is your thoughts become things. You are creating by how you are thinking and how you are feeling in every single moment. the energy that you are sending is a signal that you are sending to the universe to bring you more of that. I always talk about it as if it's a radio station and you're dialing into a station. So every thought and every feeling that you have about the people around you, about the circumstances around you, about your job, everything that you are thinking about those things is coming back to you. It's being reflected back to you. So everything that is happening in your experience, you can really track back to how was I feeling? And it gets a little bit tricky as you start to really, you know, take hold of this information and really start working with it, because sometimes things could happen and you'll go, well, why is this happening in my experience? I don't even really feel this. And I often think it is an invitation for us to take the up level because of momentum, because you had a certain amount of momentum and it's like, well, I wasn't even worried about money. And then I got this unexpected bill. And that unexpected bill is your invitation to continue the up level. It's like, how are you going to respond to this? Because how you're going to respond to this is what's going to create the next moment. That unexpected bill was created before you up-leveled into feeling abundant, before you started to feel a little more financially free. That unexpected bill might have been created. So recently, I've been really taking notice of my resistance around money and where I have resistance in spending and where I've actually up-leveled and I'm starting to become more abundant and I'm starting to see things differently. It is really interesting. And I can't say that it hasn't come with us actually creating more finances. It absolutely has, but you kind of have to ride along with it. So the idea is you can't spend yourself into abundance. So if you're spending more than you're making, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Hey, been there, done that. The idea is to up level along with the finances and to continue to take those up levels as you go. So my husband and I were talking about our ceiling, you know, that financial ceiling that we have. And the financial ceiling has to do with what you're willing to pay for things. Yes, how much money you have in your bank account, but there's all these factors when it comes to our finances, right? We've got available credit, we've got credit cards, and we've got potential, right? There's potentials in the universe for us to create more finances. Now, if you have a job and you've had a job for a long time and you make a certain amount of money every single week, this concept may feel foreign to you. But if you want to get out of that finite creating, you've got to start thinking bigger. You got to start expanding and growing and start considering that you can start actually creating finances in a different way. So I'm going to share a little bit more of that in a little bit, because it's really important. And I know, like, money is one of those things that, you know, it makes the world go round and you feel better when you have it. We just had this whole conversation with our kids about not spending everything that you have, because it feels so good when you have a nest. It feels so good when you've got a little bit saved. It feels so good when you've got some energy built up instead of constantly just spending what you have. You know, and that has to go with the feeling of abundance in a way where you do walk into a store and you think to yourself, I could buy whatever I want in this store today, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to, because I'm not trying to fill myself up with stuff and there's nothing that important for me here. And I'm going to actually keeping the money and feeling that nest egg feels better to me than having the stuff. So there's definitely a dichotomy that needs to be taken on as far as respecting money and as far as feeling that sense of security. Now, if you have a bunch of savings and you still don't feel secure and you're still feeling a lot of fear around it, I would definitely work on that, because if you are living in a lot of fear, you are going to create from that fear. Again, your thoughts become things. So really pay attention to what you're surrounding yourself in each subject. Okay. So all the energy that you are sending out into the world becomes. So when it comes to your work, how do you feel and how do you treat it, right? Like, how do you feel going into work every day? What do you say about your work? What do you say to others about your work? You know, do you just absolutely hate your job? Is it absolutely a miserable thing to do? Is it absolutely hard every day? Think about that, because that's the energy that you're sending to your work in the world. What's hard in your life? What have you labeled as hard in your life? Because you're going to keep creating from hard. So one of the questions at Abraham was a man who sat down and he said, my life is great and we manifest, but man, is it hard. And we definitely, my husband definitely feels that energy of just hard work. You know, we set goals, we make it happen. You know, that's the generation that we grew up in, that setting goals and going out and getting it and going after it. And that's great. It works. But if you're in a situation where it continues to feel hard, you've got to start changing the energy around that. So how can we have more ease and flow during our day? You know, we had a long talk. We had a long drive yesterday. We had a long talk about the ways that we can send energy to the things in our lives, to the people that work for him, to our kids, to his work. You know, how can we start feeling the ease and flow where it doesn't feel so crazy and so hard all the time? Because money is great and having a lot of money is great, but if you're miserable and you're stressed, it's probably not going to last, number one. Or number two, your health is going to be, you know, your health is going to be influenced by that. So taking a look at, where am I surrounding myself? What is the energy of each subject in my life? What am I creating? What are you resisting? What are you pushing against? So there's just a couple of like really silly things. I know people, there's people in my life that every time something happens and they have to spend money, they're in resistance to it and they're complaining about it. And I had this just brief moment today where I was going, my husband likes these nutritional shakes and I have to go to the nutritionist to get them. And I've kind of created it as part of my, when I go to get my hair done, because it's right near there. So it's a drive. You have to go on the toll road. It's a whole thing, right? Gas, tolls, the shakes are expensive. And I just started drinking them too, because I really like them. And they're really high quality shakes. So I realized today that when I need them, I just go and get them. And I don't have the resistance that I had before, where I was trying to find him like a cheaper shake. Like, is his health not worth it? Like, that's crazy. So in that resistance, I realized that I started to let it go. And in the financial ceiling, like when you start looking at like what you're willing to pay for things, that's starting to change as well. Like, we've up-leveled how much we'll spend on a hotel room or a place to stay, because we want to stay in beautiful places. We have to do that, right? So all these things are in total alignment with what has happened in our life in the last few years in up-leveling our financial ceiling and what we are actually creating the abundance in the universe. What are you trying to bury your feelings on? Like, so what are you trying to push down? You know, do you have resentments going on? Do you have regrets going on? What are the things that you are kind of surrounding yourself with that are lowering your vibration throughout the day, that are not aligning you with these really good things, these happy feelings? The happier you can be, the more you can tune into joy, the easier you can feel, the more relaxed you can be, the better your life is going to become. And it's a momentum. It's a momentum that happens. So if you feel like there's a bunch of stress and there's a bunch of hard stuff and you're fighting with everybody and everything is going wrong, you have set yourself up for a momentum and a trajectory to create that stress in your life. So you are the conductor, you are the source. So how are you doing it? What are your beliefs around it? What are you feeling and thinking on a daily basis, moment to moment to moment? This is a moment to moment situation, I'm telling you. Okay, so think of up-leveling as a staircase, okay? And see how many things you can work on shifting. And we're going to shift today. We're going to talk about using objectives. So this is a new term that I learned through my acting class. My acting class has been incredibly stimulating, expanding. Like, I didn't know why I was taking an acting class, but I do know now because I'm getting so much from it. So our last class, we talked about objectives and like what the objectives are of the character. And we basically were given objectives and we had to play our parts with those objectives in mind. So an objective could be, my objective is to be loved, or my objective is to shame, or my objective is to end the conversation, right? So I started thinking about objectives in my life, right? Like, what is my objective every day? You know, I come on here, I do these shows, I do my posts every day, I'm writing a new book. What are my objectives and what are, you know, you could call it a goal, but the reason why I love objective, I actually looked up the meaning of objective, and the meaning was, the definition is in Google, a thing aimed at or sought after or a goal, right? The reason why I love objective so much better than a goal is because an objective is something that it's the object of your attention. Now we lose our objects of attention. I'm going to clarify this, I promise. We lose our objects of attention because we do not become, we lose our sense of presence. When we have a sense of presence and awareness, right? Not totally doable 1,000% of the time. We're always going to slip back and forth between being conscious and, you know, working from our programmings and being aware to change things. There's no such thing as perfection. We are not looking for perfection. We are just looking to make progress. So in that objective, I started to ask myself, like, and do this for yourself. This is so cool and so gratifying because it's really helped me. I am really good with discipline. I'm a very disciplined person. I always have been. There are times when I slide off of discipline for sure, but then I come back like 1,000% more focused. But this objective thing kind of helps me throughout the day to ask myself, because I do have a lot of flexibility in each moment, what my objective is in each moment so that I don't get derailed or off focus or feel like I'm, you know, wasting my day or wasting my time, which there's really no such thing as that. Like if you're, you know, but if you really want to do things, having objectives will help to drive you there. So think about objectives, think about what your objects of attention are. So my objective in life regarding what I'm doing here and why I'm talking to you and why I do this all the time is because I feel very strongly that I have found a better way to live. And I feel very strongly about increasing the betterment in the world by handing this over to as many people as I possibly can to help them to create better lives. Why do I have that objective? It feels like soul purpose because it's something that I wake up every day just feeling like I need to do, something that I feel very strongly, something that comes through me. It's that expression of who I am and who I believe I came here to be. You know, there was an objective on in my acting class that was like my objective, and this is the way they describe it. So your objective is I want, I need, or I have to have. Right? So I have to have this every day. I have to have a feeling like I am increasing the betterment of the world. That increases my betterment of my world because my other objective is to always be expanding and growing and always be learning and always be processing and always up-leveling this life experience so it can become the most fantastic thing I've ever could ever imagine beyond my imagination. So in that objective, when I do things, it's asking myself, you know, are you in alignment with your objective? So I did this the other day after my class, and it was so interesting because I've been having a little bit of trouble being on it with my healthy eating. So not terrible, but definitely like to like rein it in sometimes and feel like I'm striving towards a healthy, strong, and fit, you know, body. I always want to be as healthy and strong and fit as I possibly can. So you know, I asked myself, so I woke up that day and I said to my husband, I said, what is my objective? And my daughter actually had had a car accident the night before. Oh my goodness. She actually hydroplaned. We got a really serious rain here in California and she hydroplaned on the highway. And thank goodness, I really believe her angels were with her. There was no one coming. She ended up crashing into a wall that was on a bridge. You know, it sent me reeling for a few minutes. And thankfully, I have my husband and I have this awareness of this work to kind of rein me back. Because as a mom, when your child goes through something like this and you see the damage to the car and you see where it happened and, you know, your imagination loves to run wild and think about what could have been, I was able to bring it back. And I actually went to my acting class that night, just a few hours later, because I was able to rein myself back in. If you are the type of person who just gives way to your imagination and your worries and your fears, that could have spun me out for a couple of days, like seriously, because the thought of anything happening to my children can really, it can get this mama going. So in that, I was like so thankful that her angels were with her and, you know, we still don't know what's going to happen with the car, but we believe good things are coming and we believe good things are going to happen for her with that. So my objective that day, I said to my husband, I'm like, okay, so what's my objective today, right? Like my objective can be different every single day. This is a huge part of my objective. Taking care of my family is a huge part of my objective. Being healthy, strong, and fit is a big part of my objective. Getting in nature every day is part of my objective. So all of these things actually create a really beautiful flow in my day. So he said, your objective this morning is to get Emma all set, to get her car situated, and to get her a rental car. So we went there in the morning. And then after that, I asked myself, okay, what's my objective? My objective is to be healthy, strong, and fit. Even though it's a little bit later than normal, you're going to the gym. So I went to the gym. I got a great workout in. Afterwards, I came home. What's my objective? To be healthy, strong, and fit. I made a beautiful meal for myself. And then it was like, okay, what's your objective now? And that was to contribute to this show and my book. And so those things, like, because I do have flexibility, my creative part of my life, you know, the part that I put out books or programs or whatever, can be very subject to what's going on in my day. So if I have an objective to get those things done, like I have an objective right now to get my book on Audible, still, it's been 2 years. And I actually just hired somebody to help me to do that. So there's a great objective and there's a great line to that objective. There's a great connection to that objective because I am doing something to activate the energy. So in the objective of, you know, what am I doing in this next moment? What's important for me to do? Sometimes it's to do laundry. Sometimes, right? Like if your objective is to make your life run really smooth, doing laundry and keeping your house clean, I would say are on the top of the list. I would implore you to do laundry every single day. Do one load, put it in the dryer, fold it, put it away. Laundry will never drive you crazy again if you have that objective. Sometimes my objective is to make a beautiful, healthy meal for my family. That feels so good. That objective feels so much better. Then, damn, I gotta make dinner again tonight. They want dinner every single night, right? That feels so much better. Like my objective is to make this beautiful, delicious, healthy meal for my family and myself. That objective feels really good. If your objective every day is to wake up and go to work, what can you do before you go to work that's going to lead you to having the best day possible? Can you get up a little bit earlier? Can you spend a little time in nature? Can you spend a little time meditating? You could take 20 minutes, go for a 10-minute walk outside and do a 10-minute meditation, and your day would radically change. And those two objectives would be in the category of I'm creating the best potential for this day to go well. I'm putting myself first. Anybody can wake up 20 minutes earlier. You might have to go to bed 20 minutes earlier, but what are you doing at night? Most of the time at night, we're just, you know, what are we doing? Watching TV, right? So when you start to put those objectives in place, then you're going to start creating from a stronger connection to the field, because you are actually, it's kind of like intentions, but I really feel like, you know, if you intend to do something, right, or you didn't intend to do something, it doesn't feel as strong as having something as your object of attention, as having an objective. My objective is, what is my objective? I'm looking at that cookie. My objective is to eat healthy. I'm not going to take the cookie because that doesn't line up with my objective. If my objective is to stay sober, then I'm not going to have a glass of wine tonight. So putting those objectives in place can really align you with what you say you want, because we've got this monkey mind. We're always working with the monkey mind that's going to actually, if you've ever watched, I would highly recommend the documentary Stutz on Netflix. It was Jonah Hill's therapist, and he talks about the X part of us, and he calls it the X, the part of ourselves that resists our growth, that wants to keep us safe in the same, right? That part of our mind that distracts us with problems, that gets us in anxiety, that, you know, helps us to get into neural pathways and programmings that are just habitual, that don't really help us. It's the wine witch at 5 o'clock that says you had a hard day, you should have a glass of wine. It's those things that derail you from your objective. So if you have a really strong objective, if you're really connected to that objective and you're present and aware enough, you can really keep yourself in alignment. It has been suggested to me over time from a few people to get a big calendar and start Xing my days on my calendar that I succeed in the ways that I want to do, that I hit those objectives every day. So did I walk today? Yes. Did I get out in nature today? Yes. Did I meditate today? Yes. Did I eat healthy today? Yes. Did I stay away from alcohol? Yes. Did I write in my book? Yes. So these are the things that I want to do every single day that make me feel like I am in alignment with my objectives. So the first thing you have to do is you've got to clarify your objectives. What are your objectives? Who do you want to be? Right? You have to become that which you seek. You have to become that which you say you want to be. Otherwise, you are airy-fairying this. You are just putting stuff way out into the future and you don't have the potential to manifest them. Also, if you keep creating a hard life, right? If you keep taking the hard roads, you won't tune into the ease and flow where you are co-creating with universal energy, God, source, whatever you like to call it, where you are actually creating from that flow of infinite intelligence, intuition, and everything that your little heart desires. So how can you create these new objectives? How can you create better health? How can you create, like, what are your objectives with your kids, your relationships? My husband and I talked a lot about this. We don't necessarily need to do too much work with each other, but with our kids, you know, there's always things where, you know, you can often feel like they're not growing fast enough or they're not doing enough, or how do we clean that up? You know, we talked about that really, really had an in-depth discussion about how we need to empower our children versus disempowering them. Because anytime you're telling a person how they need to change or what they're doing wrong, you're actually making it worse. You're disempowering them. You're holding them down. You're not actually lifting them up. So how do we empower them? How do we see them for all the beauty and grace and love and amazing, beautiful, bright lights that they are? When it comes to your finances, up-leveling your finances. So finding out, like, we do this really often, calling ourselves to new levels of worthiness. Like, I am worth this. I am absolutely, you know, raising your rates if you have a business, or finding new ways to create income in your business, or maybe asking for a raise if you are in a job. But asking from that raise, you know, from a place of worthiness, knowing that you're worth it, you know, not going in there doing a crappy job every day and then going and asking for more money. No, it's doing your best every single day and knowing that you are worthy of getting paid more money. And if the job that you're in doesn't see that, then maybe it's looking for a better opportunity. If you're up-leveling and you're feeling truly worthy and you're not getting the financial gain from that, then it may be time to look. It absolutely, there is an opportunity out there that will. This is law of attraction at its finest. There is an opportunity out there that will reflect that feeling of abundance that you have been working on, that feeling of worthiness that you have been working on. It's the law. It's the absolute law. Living in a feeling of abundance and joy, living in that appreciation every single day, waking up and just being so satisfied with life, just noticing how many things are going well. And this is in your relationships as well. If you can find those positive aspects of those people around you and really tune into those and really focus on those, you will actually attract more of that from them. Creativity, do you schedule time or do you keep pushing it away? You know, do you keep saying, I want to do this, but you're not doing it? Is there a book you want to write? Is there a podcast you want to start? Is there, you know, a YouTube channel you want to start? Is there something that you want to do that you keep putting off? Start activating it. Start researching it. Start writing. I believe writing is one of the easiest things to do. And I know I am a writer, so it's probably easy for me to say that. But who can't get up 10 minutes early every day and just write for 10 minutes? Like 10 to 15 minutes will give you 3 pages a day. Just open it up. Just open it up and start writing. Don't judge it. Don't critique it. Don't try to fix your grammar at first. Just start writing. Before you know it, you will have a book. And if you need help, any help at all, I'm here for you. LiveLifeGolden@gmail.com. I don't have my links in here. I'm actually using a new system today, a new platform. So I don't have my links in here, but I will figure that out. That's my next objective, is to figure out how to put all of my links in here. So LiveLifeGolden@gmail.com, GoldyN@gmail.com. Just let me know that you're working on something and we can set something up so that you can actually create some brilliance in the world, create a legacy in the world that you live. Learning, expanding, and growing are one of the greatest objectives, I think, because when we're learning, expanding, and growing, we're actually experiencing life. So this was the whole reason why I said yes to this acting class, because I wanted the experience. I wanted to experience more, and I wanted to do more processes with myself where I was getting out of my comfort zone and I was working on that becoming, right? That's what acting is. It's living truthfully under imaginary conditions. And that's what law of attraction is. That's what manifesting is. It's living truthfully. So you're living in your truth. You are living under the conditions of facing all of your stuff. And then you are actually acting from that place and envisioning a future, imagining a future that serves your desires. That's how you manifest. So where do you have to clean that up? You know, where are you not living truthfully? Where are you living in denial? You know, are you spending all the money that you make so that you have all this anxiety and fear all the time around finances? That's no fun. The energy you send around your money is the energy that the money is going to, that's how money comes to your life. If you're fearful about it, if you're spending it as it comes in, if there's never enough, pay attention to that because it's going to continue. Believe me, I was there for a long time. And now getting out of that has been a process. It's been a practice of knowing who I am, knowing the worthiness, knowing what I'm worth, and my husband as well, and creating more of that abundance in our lives, moment to moment to moment. Waking up in serious, serious appreciation. If you're working on finding love, here's the thing. If you're lonely, if you're sad, if you're depressed, if you feel unlovable, those are all energies that you are sending out as a signal. So no one can possibly find you under that. You've got to start loving yourself. You've got to start being love, being more love, being more in love with life. You've got to start tuning into the love that you actually are. I would do that through meditation. I actually have a really great self-love meditation. If you would like that, just email me at livelifegolden@gmail.com and I will send it to you. It's amazing. I've actually had someone contact me who was single for a really, really long time and started using that meditation and now is with someone and feels amazing. So did the meditation do it? No. What the meditation did is it just helped her to focus on the love that she is, which amplified the love in her field. So any way that you can do that, you know, let that be your objective. How can I amplify the love that I am? How can I amplify the love in my field? How can I amplify the love in my day? Right? You start doing that, you're going to be love all around you. You will be beaming signals of love everywhere. And before you know it, that love of your life will be right there. But this is the thing about law of attraction. If you are living in the lack of it, of anything, if you're living in the lack of your finances, if you're living in the lack of relationships, if you're living in the lack of love, if you're living in the lack of health, all of those lackful vibrations, those thoughts, feelings, attitudes, every single day waking up and having the same complaints, that complaining, that all sends signals to the universe. So you have to let go of the lack first and start connecting with what would I feel like every day if I woke up and felt healthy and good, instead of constantly thinking about whatever you're in pain about or whatever the doctor told you you had or whatever. You have to get yourself away from that. You have to start letting go of those automatic programs, those constant things that keep running in your energy field and not allowing you to experience something else. One of my objectives every day is to have some fun. And actually, when I go out in nature, my walk in nature, my objective always in walking in nature, of course, my objective that aligns with health, because I get my steps in, I got my Fitbit. This is one of my objectives in health, is to get my 10,000 steps a day. But my objective is to breathe it in, to align with nature, to experience as many animals and miracles as I can on my walk, to breathe in fresh air. That's one of my objectives. To raise my vibration by being in alignment with the earth, by walking on the earth, I align with nature. By moving my body, I'm moving energy. By walking, I'm moving forward. So in all those objectives, being in nature is one of the most gratifying things I do during the day. When I go out usually first thing in the morning, I'm flying on appreciation. I'm so appreciative that I get to walk in nature every day. I'm so appreciative that I have this beautiful canyon near my house that is, I found a trail where not a lot of people are on and there's a lot of animals. Today I saw a bunny, I saw two bunnies, I saw a roadrunner, tons of birds, lots of birds, a hawk. So all of these things add to the experience of my day, the fun of my day. So if my objective is to have lighthearted, loving, fun, playful experiences with people, then my day is going to be different than if I just, you know, let my day kind of happen and I let people happen to me. So it's interesting how our energy begets energy, how our energy can affect those around us, how our energy can become more by what we are giving out, by what we are sending out, that beautiful signal. Okay. Manifesting is way simpler than I think a lot of people make it out to be. I think that it feels kind of like this airy-fairy thing, and I think it feels really hard to some people because they feel like they don't get it. And I think we put a great disservice on people when manifesting doesn't work for them and they have to take this major responsibility for their lives and everything they're thinking and feeling. And the truth is, manifesting is a journey. It's a journey. Learning how powerful you are, learning that you are a creator is a journey. And it's a journey that you're going to take, and you're often going to switch back. You're often going to go backwards. You're often, you know, you're going to take a couple steps backwards and you're going to take more steps forward. It's a journey like that, because we have so many programmings and so many societal, you know, challenges in bringing ourselves into that high vibrational state every day, that it's a practice. And if you beat yourself up and you get yourself down on this practice, you're working against yourself. If you feel like you don't know better because something's not manifesting, I would just take a step back, because sometimes those things that you want, those manifestations that maybe feel really big, you're not necessarily ready for them. I moved from Connecticut to California about 8 years ago, and for 4 years, I imagined and visualized. And in the beginning of that visualization process, I thought I wanted to live in Las Vegas. And if we had moved to Las Vegas, I feel it would have been a giant mistake, because it's not where we're supposed to be. I really, truly believe we were meant to be in California. There were a lot of signs. In fact, you can read my book, Mindful Manifestation Secrets, on Amazon. Just search for Mindful Manifestation Secrets by Golden Duffy, or Books by Golden Duffy should bring up all my books. This is the book that talks about how we manifested along the way and the incredible miracles. My husband had a picture of Laguna Beach on his phone, and about a week after being here, we actually stood at that exact picture and saw that we were exactly where we had intended to be. So in those miracles, you know, it took those 4 years for us to up-level, to get ready, to work on our process, to believe that we were worthy to really step out and do something so big, you know, to move somewhere we'd never really been. We'd been here once, to move our family, to move our children, to move their school, to leave everything we had ever known, and go to this new land where we were hoping was milk and honey, right? We were hoping that it was abundance, and it absolutely has been. And we've aligned with incredible things here. But before that, there was a process. Now, does it have to take 4 years? I don't know. Like, it just took as long as it took, right? But in that, we never lost faith. I would often just keep up-leveling my desire. And along the way, we figured out that we actually wanted to live in California. We really wanted to be near the coast. My husband said yesterday, it was so funny. So we both grew up in Connecticut, which is on the Long Island Sound. So it's not really the coast. We would go to Rhode Island to get some waves, which was about an hour and a half away. I would drive 45 minutes just to go to a really yucky beach. And so I am a beach person. I love the beach. And we were getting off the highway yesterday to get on the toll road, and we got off the exit that said Beach Cities. And my husband's like, I really love that our home is where the beach cities are. And I was like, I know, it's incredible. We have so many great beaches around us. But the reason why we did this, the reason why we created that quantum leap, the reason why we sold everything we owned and had the wherewithal, had the objective to be successful here and to let go of our fears and get way out of our comfort zones, was because of the desire in our heart, because it was so strong we couldn't ignore it anymore. And I will often say I'm so incredibly blessed and grateful and appreciative that we did this together, and my kids are as well, that it adds to the appreciation every single day. That I'm not still living where I said I didn't want to live anymore, that we didn't just suffer and stay the same. And, you know, that's a big deal. It's a big deal to have this big dream and to actually have it come into fruition. It's a big deal. And if you're sitting on a dream, if you've been doing it for a long time, move it. Just move it, because you have no idea the joy and the opportunities and the synchronicities and the miracles and the things the universe will line up for you. There is no mistakes. you know, it's okay to be in process. It's okay to be analyzing. It's okay to be activating. It's okay to do all of that. But at some point in your life, you got to move. You got to take those leaps of faith, and you have to trust that it's going to work out for you. And if you don't do it, a lot of times what will happen is something will shift in your life. You'll lose a job, or circumstances that you couldn't even imagine will happen that will actually create the energy to propel you towards our dreams. Like, our dream came on the heels of a foreclosure of our home, repossession of our cars. I mean, this is not easy stuff, but we weren't moving. So the universe moved us, absolutely moved us, made us feel like we had to do it, like it was time. My hair is like, what? All right. Okay. So you can do this with everything. Okay. So if your objective is to become a more powerful manifester in every single day, here are some things that you can do. You know, I'm going to say it every day: meditate. The reason why you need to meditate, and I have M21 Revolution on Facebook if you're looking for guidance. M21 Revolution on Facebook. We've got tons of challenges in there, 21 days. We have one right at the top of the page. It's a free group. Ask to join. Donation-based challenges, but we're not running one right now, so it's totally free right now. Get in there and start quieting your mind. The reason why this is so powerful is because we have so much momentum in our mind space. We've got that monkey mind that's been in charge for a long time. And especially if you feel like you have no control over your thoughts are just always like thinking you. And if you have a belief that you can't meditate, I will challenge you, because you absolutely can. We all have the potential to quiet the mind, because we are all a soul first. And the mind is just part of this human experience. So meditate first thing in the morning is the best time, 10 to 15 minutes. I like to do it after my workout, because I like to be super awake when I meditate, but you can do it, you know, when it suits you, just do it. It doesn't matter. Just do it. Appreciation is huge. Gratitude, shifting yourself into what is good in your life, focusing on what you have to appreciate. It could be a sunrise. It could be flowers. It could be the sky. It could be your cat. It could be your dog. It could be your spouse. It doesn't have to be these big, huge, catastrophic things. It doesn't have to be this like mansion or fancy car or any of that stuff. It could just be, I appreciate my ability to be powerful. I appreciate my ability. Lately, when like less than optimal things happen, or I'm doing something that I said I wasn't going to do anymore, right? Like those habits that we have, I will get excited instead, because I'll get excited that whatever's going on that's less than optimal is fueling my desire towards what is. So I get excited instead of getting bummed out that I missed the gym one day. I get excited because I'm going to be more determined to go back to the gym the next day. Instead of getting bummed out that I had two glasses of wine and I said I wasn't going to drink, I wake up the next day really determined to get my clarity back, to, you know, create from a healthy, strong, and fit lifestyle. So you can do this with anything. If you overspend and you feel a lot of regret about overspending, get yourself out of that feeling as soon as possible, because you're going to create more energy that creates debt in your life. So instead of regretting what you bought, either bring it back, right? Take your power back, bring it back, or just wear it with the best feeling possible. I have recently I've kind of up-leveled what I spend on clothes, and I'm feeling like the luxury of items, and I'm buying less, but I'm buying nicer things, and that feels very different. So when I wear these things, it feels different, and that's super cool. That's super cool. So you can do this with anything. Get really clear on your desires. Get really clear on your objectives every day. And these can be moment-to-moment objectives. listen to my show. I've got so many episodes. If you are listening on the Golden Hour platform, there are tons of episodes on my YouTube channel at Manifest to Live Life Golden. They're also on the podcast sites. So there's like 130, this is 132 of episodes of Becoming More Powerful. You can always learn, expand, and grow. That's the beauty of this life. We can always expand and learn and grow and become more. And I love that. Read my books. I've got three of them out. Quantum Speak for Parents, Mindful Manifestation Secrets, Daily Guide and Journal. That one will tune you in every single day. And Mindful Manifestation Secrets is a nice, short, very succinct book on manifesting. Those are all on Amazon. Get excited and envision your desires. Envision them coming. So we use our imagination a lot to think about worst case scenarios, right? When my daughter got into that accident, it would have been really easy for me to think about her flying over that bridge. It would have been really easy for me. And, you know, because of experiences that we've had in our life and people and all of those things, it's really easy for us to grab onto, I like to call it a roller coaster ride, getting on the roller coaster ride and letting your mind have its way with you. But instead, if we become brilliant interrupters where we have enough space, this is what meditation does, to choose our thoughts and to just be, I just went straight into gratitude. I'm so grateful that she's okay. And I said that to her. I said, it's only a car, babe. We'll deal with that. We'll deal with the insurance. It's all good. That's why we have insurance, but it's only a car. And all we can do now is just, you know, manifest what's going to come from this, the good that's going to come from us. And thank goodness that you're okay. And thank goodness no one else was hurt. And I just went straight into appreciation. You have the ability to do this with everything. Absolutely everything. So use your imagination, not for the bad, but use your imagination to imagine the good. We are so used to saying, I don't want this to happen. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be late. I don't want to. And because of that, our objectives become the opposite of what we're looking to manifest. So instead, if we say, okay, my objective is to get to work safely, envision yourself getting to work safely. If your objective is for all of your children to be healthy and strong and fit and in good shape and in good mental health, picture them that way, right? No matter what they're going through, picture them that way. See them in all of their glory. See them coming through whatever hardship they're coming through. Every single person in your life, see them coming out stronger, more empowered, more brilliant, more, you know, more the source of a wonderful life that they want to create. Use your imagination for good. You can use this with everything. You can use it with parking spaces. You can use it with your interactions. You can use this in all of the, I've actually thought about, you know, each part of my day as kind of like these segments. Abraham talks about segments. So like my objective is, okay, once I get that objective fulfilled, like this morning I went for a walk in nature. Okay, I got that objective. What's my next objective? To meditate, to like just take a break from everything, to relax, to reset my vibe, to bring myself even higher. That was my next objective. And then I had to go get my hair done today. Yes. And my objective was to like have wonderful conversations with my hairdresser and to make his day better and to make him create the betterment in his life. So we have the ability to do that in every moment. I was talking to somebody the other day and they were saying how they have all this anxiety around parking spaces. And it was funny because we went out on Friday night with a really wonderful old friend of ours and my daughter, and it was at this super busy shopping plaza. And you know, it's like everybody's in this shopping frenzy already. And he was having trouble finding parking and we were just kind of like, no, we're not, that's not going to happen. And we were literally behind someone and they passed and somebody started to back out in front of us. Happens all the time because we don't have anxiety around it. We're very calm when we're going places. I call on my parking angels. I call on my angels for everything, you know, just wrap us in, bring us that high vibration of that perfect parking space. Like that's all you have to do and let go and interrupt the anxiety and the worries and the fears that you normally feel are, you know, creating not good energy in your life. You have the ability to create the best energy in your life. You have the ability to become the most powerful manifestors. And I am here to cheer you on. I am here to implore you to create these objectives in your life, to work on those desires, clarifying those desires, and then manifesting so you can show yourself, so you can create from the evidence that you are part of the co-creative of this universe, that you are part of the expansion of the collective consciousness where we are all one and we are all contributing to the betterment of the world by expanding, growing, and becoming more. So that is my show for today. Wow, I love objectives. I would love to hear what your objectives are. And creating objectives for your life really helps you to focus and really helps you become more determined to create the most fantastic life possible. All right, that's all for today. I love you all. I'll see you soon.